Life is exciting. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Life is exciting. All of us have the opportunity of living our life from one point of view or another. We have the opportunity of living our life from this sort of the calm, cool, collected attitude, or an exciting attitude. We can go humdrum from day to day with nothing that inspires us or illumines us or encourages us to do great things, or we can do things that just sort of turn us on and make us feel wide awake and make us feel excited about everything that goes on in our world. Now, when things go wrong, and sometimes things do, we have a tendency to say, oh, to heck with it all. Let's just hang it up. Let's just quit. Let's just give up. And that is just the moment. And you know when it's happening. I know when that's happening. That is just the moment for us to collect our thoughts and say, hey, no way. No way. No way. I'm not going to end it all now. I'm not going to quit life. I'm not going to quit the experiences and quit these things. It doesn't matter what our age is. We can be a child. We can be a teenager. We can be a young adult. We can be an adult. We can be an older person. We can be an antiquarian. We can be some aged person. And we can say, I think I'll give up. Well, it's all a matter of giving up. So many stories we read about people in their elderly years. And they are getting to the point where they are not allowed to drive anymore. They're not allowed to go out and walk all by themselves anymore because they forget to come home. They're not allowed to do this and not allowed to do that. Well, that's just great. Then die. Doesn't sound very pleasant to me to say that, does it? But that goes for me as well as anybody else. When I decide and I feel that I don't want to take responsibility for myself, and I go out and let myself wander around and forget where I'm going, and it's just because I'm not paying attention. It's because I'm not alert. And you see, alertness doesn't come with age, with youth, or elderliness. Alertness comes because of an enthusiastic attitude about life. Now, when I have an enthusiastic attitude about life, I am alert. When I have an enthusiastic attitude about life, I do not get lost when I take a walk. Little children sometimes get lost when they take a walk because they're not paying attention. Now, this is what we tell them. In truth, it doesn't matter. In truth, when a child is ready to come home, he knows how to get home no matter where he is. That is when he has learned to have confidence in himself. And he has the confidence in himself from the beginning, but we discourage it out of him. And older people, we say, Dad, you're getting old now. You better not go for a walk alone. You sometimes forget to come home. Well, hey, who's putting the thought in his mind? Perhaps he has that thought in his mind. Why not put the thought in his mind? Hey, Dad, you go for a walk and just have a great time. And when you're ready for supper, you come on home. When you're ready for this, come on home. Whatever you want to do, you come on. And you know, Dad, if you want to go over to the drugstore, you go. You know right where it is. If you want to go here or there, you know. You see, now, these are the old attitudes that we are telling to the older people because we want them to be able to continue being viable people, people who can respond to themselves and be responsible for themselves. Now, the same goes for young people. The same goes, have you ever gotten in your car in your middle years and driven to your office and it was Sunday and you forgot? You just got in the car and the normal thing is to drive to the office. The normal thing is to drive to some normal place that you ordinarily go, to your job or what have you. Well, now, we don't call that senile. We don't call that aged. We don't call that lacking in enthusiasm. We just call that not paying attention, or thinking that today is Sunday. Have you ever thought, as you sat down, my gosh, it seems like Sunday today. And then another day, my gosh, Sunday. It seems like it's Monday, or it seems like it's Wednesday. You see, certain things go through our mind. Certain attitudes go through our mind and our consciousness without our even thinking about it. And these attitudes are attitudes that say, this is what we normally do on a Monday, or this is what we normally do on a Sunday, or these are the normal attitudes that we have, or this is a feeling, the quietness, the peace, the gentleness around the house that Sunday seems to bring. Or, hey, it's a Tuesday, and somehow there's this attitude around the house of such activity. You know, it's like a Saturday. You're going to get out and mow the lawn and take care of the yard and do all the things you want to do. You know, it's like a busy day at home. But it's not. It's a Tuesday, and it's a day of other responsibilities. You see, our mind is, and I don't want to say mind, our brain is conditioned to many things in life. Our brain is conditioned to many attitudes and many ways of doing things and many ways of being. And these attitudes, these ways of being, these things that we go through, what are they all about? Just what are they all about? We sometimes wonder what they are all about, don't we? And what do we come up with? What do we come up with? We come up with just the simplest things in the world. The simplest things in the world. We come up with the attitude that life is wonderful. We come up with the attitude that life is exciting, that life is filled with wonderful things to do. Yes, wonderful things to do. And my mind, I was thinking, gee, you know, I should really have that manual available from the Apple program that I have for my new telephone, my iPhone, and I should not have to go online to get it. So I merely tell it to be available offline. And when I tell it that, then I have it available offline. Now, here I am thinking of talking about this lecture, of giving these ideas to you and thinking these thoughts with you, and what's happening? What's happening is all sorts of other ideas are flashing through my mind, and all sorts of other ideas are coming into my attention, because I am alive, alert, vital, dynamic, excited about life, and all these things are fantastic. All these things are wonderful. All these things are the things I like to do. These are the things that make life go and be an exciting adventure for me. They make life be something super fantastic, and it's exactly what I want to do all the time. It's exactly what I want to do all the time in my life, to be super alive, alert, enthusiastic in every possible way. This is what life is all about. Yes, it is. This is what I want to be in life all about, because this is what makes life exciting and interesting for me. Now, what about you? What about you? I talk about me all the time. I always say, first person, present tense, positive. It's about me. It's about what I think. It's about what I do. Ah, yes. How important and how wonderful that is. Okay, now. What is it that I want to do? Do I want to be alive, alert, and excited about life? Do I want to be alive, alert, excited about life? Do I want to every moment have exciting things happening? Do I like to adventure into new possibilities? When there's a program that's offered on my computer or offered in the business world that's a benefit to me, do I say, oh, no, 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 I don't want to do that, because if I start doing that, then I'll get involved in something else, and I'll get involved in more work and more activities? Wonderful! Wonderful. When I can keep my mind and keep my attention and keep my thoughts all active on the things that I want to do, then, wow, what wonderful things happen to me. And this is what life is all about. Wonderful things happening to me at all times. Now, am I ready for these wonderful things to be happening to me? Am I ready for these wonderful things to be taking place in my life? Am I ready to be an active participant in life? What's the first thing the babies do when they're brought onto the earth and pulled out of the womb? or popped out of the womb, or whatever they do, what's the first thing that goes on? Wow! The first thing that goes on is, yeah! A big old yummer, and they're saying, world, here I am! Yes, there I am! I'm ready to get excited about life and be active in life and do these things. Wow! Yes, 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 yes! And when that happens, then what happens? Then everything in the world is beautiful and good. Everything in the world is exciting. Everything in the world is exactly the way we want it to be. Now, are you ready to have it be the way you want it to be? Are you ready to have it be exactly what you want it to be? Are you ready for that? If you're ready for that, then experience it. Go into it and do it. And my goodness sakes, how wonderful that can be. How absolutely wonderful that can be. Now think about that. It's exactly what you want. It's exactly how you want to experience it, and exactly where you want to experience it. Now, you know that that's all that matters to you, isn't it? You know that that's what you want to do too. That that's where you want to be in life. And, how about it? If that's where you want to be, and that's where you want to go, then go there. Go there and enjoy it. And in realizing that you are that fantastic quality, you are that wonderful being, you are that exciting adventure who is just that way for you. And isn't it wonderful? Yes, it is. It's all that makes the world go round, and it's all that makes us have the fun of our lifetime. Be excited about life. How much more can I tell myself to be excited about life? How much more can I tell myself, be alert, awake, aware, be into whatever it is that makes you feel wonderful and good? Yes, we can virtually do many things at once. But let's train ourselves to do one thing at a time and do it properly and positively and dynamically, and do it in such a way that we are excited beyond imagination, that we are in tune with it so beautifully and so perfectly that we just feel wonderful about it. Now, are you ready for such an excitement? Are you ready for such a life? Are you ready for such an experience? Well, if you are, then you are not going to die soon. Ha 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 ha! You are going to live a long life. Instead of saying, I think I'm ready to go now, say, I am ready to live. I am ready to live. I am ready to be excited about life. I've got things to do. I've got mountains to climb. I've got rivers to swim. I've got all these things to do, and I love it. And I am it, and that's all that matters. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. It is so super. It is so great. It is the only thing that makes all the things in life important to us. Now, what do you want to do which is important to you? What do you want to do that makes you feel that life is exciting? What do you want to do? Well, what you want to do is to live in the now. You want to live every single moment in the now, because that's what life is all about. Life is all about living in the now. So join me today, living in the now, and have one of the most exciting adventures that life could ever afford you. And you're not going to live 50 years or 100 years. You're going to live an infinite number of years in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, your ideal body, brain, eyes, and ears, as we were saying. You're going to be a wonderful, dynamic act, me too, and we are going to be excited. And just because we live longer, and just because we have all these exciting things going on, because our body is healthy and our mind is healthy and we are healthy, doesn't mean we're going to have lots of opportunities to approach challenges and handle them in a marvelous, beautiful, uplifting way. Try it, because you're ready for it. I'm ready for it. It's time for it, and we can do it. have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.